Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Let's talk about something really cool, eye color. And can you change your eye color? Now, this has been trending. Maybe you've seen videos about it, but I don't know about you guys. I have always thought about how fun it would be if I could have lighter, different eye color. Us brown-eyed girls, we sometimes dream of having blue eyes, green eyes, hazel, gray. It just looks so gorgeous with dark hair. And I know you blue-eyed girls probably are happy where you are, but I've always wanted to try those contact lenses that change your eye color. And now there's a procedure where we can actually get a different color of our iris. In the past, we've been able to do keratopigmentation, where you can implant pigment through the cornea towards the iris. And now there is the idea of doing iris implants where we insert artificially colored lenses into the eye surgically. And now there's the concept of laser depigmentation where we're removing melanin from the iris to reveal a lighter color. What do you think? Would you let someone manipulate and instrument your eye in order to change the color of your iris? It's interesting, and people are doing it. And there is a risk. Of course, there's always a risk, but everything with controlled risk can have decent or good outcomes. We can use keratopigmentation, which is corneal tattooing, to use a laser, and it manually injects dye into the corneal stroma. This kind of mimics a colored iris. Sometimes you can have corneal hazing or scarring that can affect your vision, or inflammation or infection from these foreign pigments. So that's one of the ways we do it with corneal tattooing. And then maybe you've heard of iris implants that were additionally developed to treat people who had aniridia or traumatic iris damage. Sometimes you see people that have a vertical cat eye looking iris. It is possible to surgically place a colored silicone disc over those irregular irises, and also one with color to change the appearance of the iris. But sometimes that can lead to glaucoma or a little pain or discomfort from having that implant, or corneal endothelial cell loss, which could lead to even blindness. So always we're going to think of being super careful. But let's say you're very, very motivated and that you have really researched your options. You can do a laser depigmentation. And laser can break down melanin in the iris. It can gradually lighten your brown eyes to make them light blue or green. It's non-invasive. It's done with, you know, topical numbing. But remember, it's not reversible. Once you laser that pigment out there, it is gone. Sometimes you can have uneven color change or blotching, which I actually think might even look pretty. And sometimes when we're taking the melanin outside of the iris, you can get increased light sensitivity. Of course, if you're not seeing an experienced provider, there could be risk of ocular damage or inflammation. But this procedure is now trending, and it's interesting how technology is allowing us to evolve the appearance of our faces, our eyes, our very image and projection of ourselves onto the world. And I think it is a choice for some people. So evidence suggests that keratopigmentation is a good choice for permanent cosmetic eye color change. And the laser depigmentation is also an interesting and really thought-provoking but wonderful thing you can do if you're out there to get lighter eyes and you've always wanted it, tried those color contacts, and you want something long-term. This is out there for you. Remember, we still need to do further investigation to make sure that people don't get post-op complications, and kind of look at long-term follow-up of these patients. But I thought this was such a cool topic, like a bright new outlook for the bright new year with different color eyes. Then let me know how that goes if any of you guys are trying that. I think I'm going to reserve and just stick to color contacts. And I haven't even gotten around to ordering those. Every year I say I'm going to try to, but I never get around to it. So that's it for now. I'm a brown-eyed girl and I'm happy who I am. But maybe next time you see me with some color contacts in. Thanks for tuning in, guys. That's it for now. Don't forget to find me on Tuesdays for a longer, more in-depth podcast, and Fridays are a fun 5-Minute Friday. You can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces and upper eyelids and under eyes, but not the actual eyes. And you can find my amazing eye cream, Revitalize Eye Cream, one of my favorites and the only eye cream that has Retin A in it to build strength and improve that laxity of the under eyes. Even at a year early age, you've got to start on a good eye cream, guys. You can find it at beautybydrk.com. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.